All right, Colt Nichols, the first ever SMX World Championship is what I hear. It's done and over with. Good battle with Marchbanks for you in that second one, for sure. I noticed that. And then overall, what'd you think?
Overall, it was honestly pretty good. The first moto, I just kind of did not ride good at all. I don't know what the hell I was doing, to be honest. I was just really timid and felt like I was getting beat up a little bit in some of the sections, and it was just me not piecing the track together. Like, it was kind of hard to, like, get into a flow if you were stuck behind people. You just got stuck in whatever pace you were behind, you know, which was difficult. And I just didn't have enough intensity to get around guys early to, like, be with that front group and have that pace. And I just didn't get off the gate today. I mean, both starts were horrible. And, yeah, just had to work through the pack the whole time on a track that was pretty difficult to pass. Like, I felt like I had more speed that second moto for sure. We made some changes to the bike. Dave Cruz helped us out quite a bit today with that. And I felt like I had more position. Like, I felt like I should have been single-digit guy today for sure. But track position and some intensity at first kind of helped me back there.
Yeah, it wasn't from people I talked to and from what I look like, not easy to make up time. Everyone's kind of going the same speed unless you're like Jet Lawrence, right? So what do you do? You got to send it in there, I guess, a little bit, and then maybe get arm bump or bottom your bike or something.
Yeah, I mean, you got to try and piece it together pretty good. It was good at the end. You could kind of – it was so rough the second motor. You kind of jumped the bumps and felt a little more outdoor-y, and you just had to carry good momentum. And then I was getting that big rhythm the long one. I was finally going over the table 3 and then over again 3-3. I made a lot of passes right there, so that was my saving grace. But – man, just need better starts. I feel like my speed is good. It's something I can work with at least and try and be a single-digit guy for the rest of these for sure. But, yeah, just got to get out of the gate better.
Did you run mostly Supercross stuff?
Yeah, this was the exact stuff that I raced. This is – I only have one set of suspension, so this is the same stuff. And I think we're in a good spot with it. Yeah. You just got to, I think, fine-tune for each track, to be honest. But I don't think anything drastic we need to do. Just
hopefully Cruz is at the other rounds.
I hope to God. Yeah, because if he's not, we're a little screwed. Right. But, yeah, we'll see, man. I think we're in a good spot for now.
Overall, SMX concept, motos, time format, night dime, qualifying, all of that. What'd you like? What didn't you like? What would you change? What wouldn't you change?
Overall, honestly, I'm not mad at it. Now that I've done the WSX, now doing this, I got to see that format. Obviously, the regular Supercross and this format. I honestly don't mind it. It was... It's tough. That second moto, it's tough. You know, like 2 20-minute motos and on a pretty much Supercross track is pretty gnarly. But overall, like I said, I feel like I had good fitness. Shout out to Body by Will. And I like it. I think I'm a fan. You know, I like the whole format. You're seated in. You don't have to worry about qualifying, do any of that BS, go do practice. I like the two-day format, too. I'm a big fan of that. No complaints here.
Yeah. Lastly, obviously Rick Ware for World Supercross, but you, Shane, Joey, you all got different situations. You're all one guy's not here. You and Shane riding for different spots. Yep. You found a home with Mad Parts Bubba Pauly team. Yep. What's that been like? How's that been outside of Jericho? What's it been like?
Yeah, I mean, if he wasn't here, it'd be pretty good. Yeah. But that idiot is here, so it's kind of killing my vibe every weekend. But no, it's awesome. These guys kind of came in, you know, little last minute, and it was all because of Derek. You know, he was taking this crew chief position, and I was just chatting with him. I was like, hey, I'm on a Cowie. Yeah. You guys are Cowie. You know, like, could we make this thing work? And, you know, luckily Rick, he was the first guy that had to approve, you know. So shout out to him for letting me even do this. That was a big part of this. I'm signed with him for WSX only, and he was cool enough to let me go try and do this. So it just worked out with Derek and all these guys and Bubba and everybody and, you know, throw some logos on the bike and kind of call it good.
Yeah, it seems like it was a real cooperation between your sponsors, their sponsors, you know, everything. Oh, yeah. Like, everybody had to bend a little bit to make this happen.
I had to put my crew chief, you know, hat on and do some talking. But, you know, I didn't really like that part of it. It was a little stressful at times trying to, you know, get logos and make sure everyone's happy. But overall, I mean, it was worth it to be here. And I'm just I'm glad I got to race, man. We, like I said, results-wise, I think we can do better. But I'm happy to be here.
I like the – last question for you. I like the initiative. Like, you're a championship rider, factory rider for a long time. A lot of guys just sit at home and wait for them to call you. You buy bikes. You buy parts. You call Jericho. Like, you make it happen. I like that. I you know, a lot of guys in your position would maybe just sit at home and then put on social media about how life sucks. You know what I mean? But you're like, hey, fuck it. I'm going to go racing. I'm going to make it work.
I mean, it's kind of gnarly to think about, to be honest. I mean, I go past that Honda rig, you know, each time I went to and from the track, and I'm like, dude, I was just here a few months ago, you know, with the line, you know, a mile long to meet all the guys under that rig and, you know, on that factory bike, and now I'm, you know, we're parked in the back 40. But, you know, this is just it's perspective, and also, too, I mean, I want to race, you know, like, that's somewhere where I feel like I can be a lot better, and, you know, you only get better by getting gate drops, and, you know, people don't realize to even go do these, I'm already, you know, $20,000-$25,000 of my own money into this thing. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm investing a lot, but it's because I want to be here. You know, I want to race. I want to try and compete and with the best guys in the world. And it sucks when you have days like today where you feel like you got a little more than what you did. But, man, I'm just, like I said, I'm pumped to be here. I wanted to do it, and I made it happen.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Yeah. Thanks, Steve.